Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Daytime. A commercial city by the water. Title: On the 12th day of Christmas. A tall Christmas tree stands beside a skyscraper. Inside a townhouse apartment, a young woman opens an oven. Inside is a baking tray. She smiles and closes the oven. A second woman enters the kitchen.
Good morning.
Ooh.
Don't touch.
Oh, Jen, come on. It's okay. I don't mind if they're not iced yet.
There are 24 people in my office, Carla. If everyone has two, and Neil in accounting will totally have three, there won't be enough to thank my boss, Tony, for recommending me for the head game creator position.
Or you could tell Tony that you got up at 4 a.m., showered, got dressed, nailed your grandmother's sugar cookie recipe all before 7 a.m. I mean, they should give it to you for just organizational prowess alone. Except my friend Jennifer Holloway doesn't exactly speak up at work.
I speak up?
When?
She removes the tray from the oven.
Today.
Downtown, people ice skate on a frozen pond. A large ornament statue stands beside a skyscraper. A man on a bicycle rides down an alley, then later approaches a house. He gets off the bike, removes his helmet, and knocks on the front door. Inside, a young woman is standing at the sink.
In the kitchen!
The man enters, taking off his jacket.
Thank goodness. Oh no, you look so nice.
Okay.
You're so somewhere important that you're supposed to be.
It's fine.
Sorry, I just couldn't afford to call a plumber for the 10th time.
That's not a problem, Shane. Just give me the thing. What am I gonna do with the hammer?
Haven't had a coffee yet today, or a shower, because the house decided it was more important for it to have a shower than me. And the water heater is making weird noises again, so that's probably gonna be...
Okay, it's done.
Done? Really?
Yeah, it's okay. I got you.
The pipe under the sink sprays his shirt.
Let's go get you one of Dad's shirts.
Downtown, the sign on a building reads Big City Quest, Unique Scavenger Hunts and Adventure. Jen enters the building, which is decorated for Christmas. The lobby and staircase has modern architectural touches. She enters her office and places a cookie tin on her desk, then removes her coat and gloves. She flips a switch under her desk and Christmas lights illuminate around her. She turns on a desk lamp shaped like a glass of eggnog and then takes a deep breath. Shannon enters the bedroom as the man changes shirts.
I won't keep calling.
Stop. Call anytime, seriously.
You have a job.
And you have a full-time business and a child. Speaking of that child.
Uncle Aiden!
Yeah.
Emma, you were supposed to be dressed 10 minutes ago. We're gonna be late.
Why are you here, Uncle Aiden? Did something else break down?
No. Your house is perfect and beautiful, just like you. Why? You wanna go break something?
Okay, that's enough. Let's go. Come on, Missy.
Have fun, you little tiny human.
But you're coming back to do the reads tonight.
And whatever else needs doing, yeah. Hey, wait. You're not the only big deal in this family. I'm also a big deal. I have a very important meeting today. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Shannon and Emma smile and turn away. Jen carries her cookie tin down the hallway and knocks on a door labeled Tony Ho. A woman approaches behind her.
You didn't get my email?
What email?
The one I sent this morning to everybody announcing that Tony quit.
What?
That company in Minneapolis called on Friday and offered him the job. Alistair was so ticked that he paid Tony severance and let him go on the spot. Do I smell cookies? Grandma's Sue sugar cookies, my favorite.
Tony's, too. They were supposed to be his thank you for putting in a good word with Alistair.
But you should talk to him yourself.
And say what?
Since you've started, you've worked really hard. I mean, you're detailed. People love you and your scavenger hunts. And, I mean, you would be the perfect person for the head game creator position.
Annie, can you just talk to him? I mean, say exactly what you just said.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with standing up for yourself and asking for what you want.
See, that rolled perfectly off your tongue.
Jennifer, you're a people person. I mean, you're so good in front of people until they're in charge of you. You've told me over and over how much you want this job, and I mean, Alistair is gonna make his decision before Christmas, so it's speak now or forever hold your peace time.
You're right. I don't need Tony. I'm going in there right now.
That a girl. Oh, I will hold on to those.
Okay.
Anne takes the cookie tin. Jen approaches a door labeled Alistair Keeley. The door is open.
I'll just send an email.
Aiden in the same building.
Big Bill, you ready to go?
I know, honey. Just try to stay comfortable. And hey, if anything changes, just text me, okay? I love you too. Bye.
Everything okay?
Heather's due any day. She's having Braxton Hicks contractions, so I don't even know if she's in labor.
Should I go home?
No, no. Presentation's important. And she's not actually in labor. Right?
I don't know anything about what you just said. But do you want to go to this meeting?
Yeah.
Can't believe I'm going to be a dad.
None of us can.
What?
I'm kidding. You're going to be an incredible father.
Can't think of a better Christmas gift.
You good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Do I look okay?
Yeah, you're a superstar. Just a little bit distracted.
No, I'm 100% focused. Hold on. It's Heather.
What are you doing? Are you up for this or not?
Yeah, I'm good. Don't worry. Diapers are my specialty.
What?
Huh?
Diapers are your specialty.
No, clients. Clients are my specialty.
A man approaches.
Aiden. Bill.
Morning, Alistair.
Morning.
Morning.
Great. Wanda Semler, VP of Marketing for Devonshire Hotels.
Pleasure to meet you, Wanda.
You too.
Bill and I are very excited to hear about the event.
I look forward to hearing what you got.
Absolutely. Oh, sorry, gotta get this.
Shall we get started then?
Please.
Aiden ushers Alistair and Wanda into a conference room. Aiden looks at Bill.
You're better than this. Come on.
Jen at her desk, typing on a laptop.
I'm writing because I would like you to consider me for the head game creator position. The reason I should be head game creator is...
She hits the backspace key and looks at a plush snowman in a chair.
I should just go talk to him, right?
In the boardroom, Aiden stands.
So, the way an online scavenger hunt works is the participants download an app that we create on their phone. On the day of the hunt...
On the day of the hunt, they receive an alert. The game is going live and a clue pops up. I've been down this road. The head of the Devonshire has also been down this road. She fired her last game company on Friday, and our event goes live this Saturday.
Yeah, why don't you guys walk Wanda through some of our biggest campaigns so she can get a feel of what kind of hunt she's after, and then we can dive right in?
Great. We're going to run you a demo of one of our recent successes. If you just open up the app on that...
Bill hands Wanda his phone.
Phone?
Do you need to go?
His text reads, baby's coming.
Oh, my wife!
Bill, how about you step outside? Aiden, perhaps you could...
Walk Wanda through the rest of the app? Absolutely.
Bill rushes out.
Here. You take mine. Hardly ever pings at all.
Aiden hands Wanda his phone.
Sure. Okay, I'll be right there. Don't worry.
If you'll excuse me. Aiden, you got the room.
Alistair walks out.
I gotta go.
Bill, stop.
She's having contractions. They're 2 minutes apart. I'll be fine.
I gotta go. Thank you.
As Bill exits the hallway, Jen enters.
Jennifer!
She approaches Alistair.
So, the woman in my office is the marketing director of the newly restored Devonshire Hotel downtown. They've already spent 18 months restoring every inch to preserve its history. And now they want to open with a big splash. They've already fired two companies for not meeting their standards. And now she has the impossible deadline of a Christmas scavenger hunt to promote the opening this Saturday. Jennifer, this is our shot to finally attract luxury brands. If we rescue this campaign from Wanda, we get a chance at the entire chain. That's 86 hotels across the country. Any reason he can't step in?
Me?
Personal commitment?
No.
Going on a trip?
No.
Ghost in the house?
No. What?
Any reason at all you can't work with Aiden this week and help make this happen?
No. I mean, yes. No, and yes.
Bingo. You're in. Let's go.
Alistair goes back in. Jen's jaw drops.
So, Bill's gone home. Meet Jennifer.
What?
Jen enters.
Since our brand already appeals to tourists, our goal is to focus on locals and broaden our clientele.
Staycations. Let Chicagoans enjoy their time off in the comforts of the city they know best.
Or that's introduce great. Those who think they know the city to places they didn't know before.
What's that?
Who, me?
Wanda looks at Jen.
Well, it's just that Chicago is filled with incredible neighborhoods that not everyone's had a chance to explore. Each with its own history and holiday traditions. Little Italy, Greek town, Andersonville. We could design the clues so that people get to know the city better, with the last clue bringing them to the Devonshire. Unless you all had a different
idea. It's terrific.
It is terrific.
The last clue can bring everyone to the soft open where they can join our Christmas party.
Where the winner gets a prize, which you can wrap as a present under your giant Christmas tree.
Great idea. Maybe we give away a weekend stay in the coming year.
Real staycation. They get the prize that you want them to want.
Great. Is there a theme for this party?
I thought we tied into the scavenger hunt, so...
A winter wonderland. White snowflakes and fir trees covered in snow.
I've seen that before. Jennifer?
Could it be the 12 days of Christmas? Each clue could correspond with a line in the song, 5 golden rings, a partridge in a pear tree.
Well, partridges aren't really native to the Midwest. But...
The riddles don't have to be literal, a bird in a tree.
Oh, it could be a hawk, the Chicago Blackhawks hockey team.
Which isn't named after a bird. Are you even from here?
I'm from Iowa.
Do you have a counterproposal?
Do I have a... Yeah, I have a counterproposal. Since the song is about gifts from a true love, we choose romantic locations in each of those neighborhoods.
The 12 dates of Christmas.
There it is. The 12 dates of Christmas. I like her, Alistair. Good call. I'll need 24 Christmas clues for the 12 dates of Christmas in my email by end of day Wednesday.
24 clues?
They won't all be winners. We want to have plenty to choose from.
You got it. Here, let me walk you out.
Jennifer, walk me out.
Of course. Jennifer?
Okay.
Wanda walks out with Jen. Alistair sits with Aiden.
That is a win.
You can't take Bill off this project, not with this kind of turnaround.
Bill is on paternity leave as of 30 minutes ago, and you need to learn to partner with other people.
Don't like other people. Like Bill.
Listen, Bill might be your work husband, but he's actually Heather's real husband. And probably somebody's father right now. And if I was you, I would take this opportunity to get comfortable with other people.
You know I work better alone. I'm gonna handle this myself. I got it, don't worry.
No. You will team up with Jennifer and not leave her side until you guys come up with at least 36 good ideas.
36?
They won't all be winners.
All right.
Aiden closes his laptop and walks out. Jen approaches.
Hey, so that was a surprise.
Yes, it was.
But I'm really glad to have this opportunity.
Listen, Iowa.
Jennifer.
What'd I say?
Look, I know we haven't worked together before, but I assure you, I've come up with some great stuff.
Uh-huh.
Jerome's Hardware, I did their team building hunt, and they had so much fun. They wrote me a thank you card, and all the employees signed it.
Is this your thing? You blurt things out?
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, sometimes I just get really nervous and I can't help it. But Wanda seemed to like
it. Jerome's Hardware was an in-person hunt, yes?
Yes, around the beam.
For what, like 20 people? This one's online for, I don't know, hopefully a few thousand.
You know, why don't we just meet in my office to brainstorm? I can put on the song for inspiration.
As lovely as that sounds, and it does sound lovely. Bill and I usually work at our own desks, and we come up with our ideas. Usually I like to just work in, quiet. So maybe we just reconvene tomorrow, and we compare notes. Is that okay?
Fine.
Okay. Okay, great. I'm looking forward to it.
Aiden walks away. Jen grimaces and turns. Nighttime, Jen returns home, walking in the snow. She sees a man sprinkling salt on the pavement.
Hey, Mr. Amato! Need some help?
He doesn't flinch.
Okay, then.
Jen enters her home. She places her bag down on the counter, and Carla approaches her.
Tell me everything. I'm gonna go make tea.
At Shannon's, Aiden and Emma decorate with crafting supplies.
So there's one bow.
Yeah.
Then there's two bows.
Two bows.
Three bows.
Slow down.
Four bows.
Four quadruple bows is way too many bows.
You excited to come to the craft fair?
I'm so excited. We're going to sell so many wreaths. We're going to be so rich.
It's a fundraiser.
That's right. That's right.
Dad says we need to promote it more this year. Last year, we almost didn't make enough money to keep the music program going.
You know your dad would be here if he could, right, kiddo?
Yeah. He was deployed at Christmas 3 years ago, too. Remember that?
I do. Did you know your mother was your age when we spent Christmas in Okinawa? That's where our dad was stationed.
Actually, when I was her age, we were in Belgium. Okinawa was later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your mother's smarter than me. Remember that?
Is it true this house is going to be condemned soon?
I take it back. What are you doing?
She heard me and Dave talking on Skype. I was joking. Do you remember when I said I was joking?
It is falling apart.
It has its challenges. But your great-grandpa Jack bought this house long before you or I were even born, and he restored it with his own hands. He would never let anything happen to it. All right, Emma, it's time for bed. Say goodnight to Uncle Aiden.
Goodnight, Uncle Aiden. Jinx. Make a silly face. Yes, there it is. Okay, perfect. These wreaths are amazing. Your fair is going to be a huge success, and we're going to make so much money. I mean, be generous.
Better be. They chose a super lame theme this year. Winter Wonderland.
Aiden grimaces. In the kitchen, Jen kneads dough forcefully.
I think my work partner hates me.
Who could hate you?
This guy, Aiden. He's all like, don't bother me. I'm so busy. Look how grumpy I am.
Maybe Aiden just doesn't enjoy this time of year.
Who doesn't enjoy this time of year?
Look. Maybe you should bake him something like... Oh, I see that plan is already in action. Meltaways. Now that'll warm him up.
this is the shot that I've been waiting for. So if I blow it and I don't get promoted to head game creator, my family's for sure gonna say it's time to go back to being an Iowa Hawkeye. Which is also not a bird.
Really?
Jen checks her phone.
Grandma Sue! I'm making your meltaways right now.
Hi, Grandma Sue! Mwah!
And I just finished your ornament. Will you be back home for me to give it to you?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss Christmas at the farm for anything.
You know, I just happen to have a batch of meltaways dough waiting in the fridge. Roll them out together.
I'd love that.
Shannon and Aiden fold laundry.
I think today, tomorrow, who knows? Who would have guessed that Grandpa Jack was an architecture professor?
The house is 120 years old.
Happy birthday to the house. I know I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but are we going to have to sell?
We're not selling the house.
I know, I don't want to. I'm just worried we might have to. Can't afford to keep fixing it and the foundation issues. Maybe the Historical Society is interested.
Jen.
Or no. One of his students. Remember how he used to have them over for Sunday salons? They worshipped him.
Stop.
We could call Dad.
We are not calling Dad. All right, I'm not going to stress him out. He's got enough to worry about as it is. We are just going to fix the house. He's going to retire here, just like we talked about.
I know.
And I'm going to keep doing everything that I can until I get the promotion to head game creator, which should be any day. Then I should be able to make everything right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I gotta run. I gotta come up with 18 clues for a scavenger hunt for the 12 days of Christmas.
Great. That sounds like 6 clues too many.
Exactly right. And I got a new partner to micromanage. A talker.
Oh, I know how much you love those. Yeah. Didn't Alistair say you need to be more open to working with others, you know, so you can actually be considered for the head game creator job? Be more of a people person?
You don't have to remember everything I tell you.
Actually, as your sister, I do. What happened to Bill?
Bill's wife had a baby.
That's nice. An early Christmas present.
That's nice for him. I'm stuck with a green partner.
What's the new guy's name?
Jennifer.
Shannon grins.
Don't make that face.
What? This is just my face.
All right.
Give her a shot. You never know. She might surprise you.
Yeah. Good night.
You said you were loving that job.
I do. It's just hard to stand out.
Well, you never had trouble with that before, or at your old job.
It's different in Chicago.
Then come home.
Grandma.
Plus, your ornament is waiting. Jenny, there's nothing in Chicago you can't have here.
Jen opens a small ornament box.
I have a big day tomorrow, Grandma. Can I call you back?
You can call me anytime. Love you.
Jen ends the video call. Daytime at the office. Jen appears at Aiden's office with 2 coffees.
Good morning. I brought you coffee.
Wow, that's really nice. Come on in.
Wow, you really go for the minimalist vibe, huh?
Yeah.
Although that wreath is cute. Did you make it?
No, it's my niece's. She made it for a fundraiser for her school. Thank you. You can take a seat.
Jen looks around, but there is no chair. She drags a small table over.
Yeah.
Hey, Aiden. I've got Wanda from the Devonshire Hotel on line 1.
Are you ready?
I mean, I did some work, but I thought we had until
tomorrow. She's probably just checking in. Wanda, hi.
Hey, you two. How's it going?
Great. Going good, yeah. Really good. We've got the
great list of possible places and clues to get us started.
Perfect. Why don't you two come down to the hotel, get a feel for the place, and pitch me your ideas over lunch.
Lunch, right. We were actually hoping that we could have more time to combine our lists. We thought we had a day
or two.
Restaurant's not open yet, but I'll let the chef know we want to do a late lunch. See you at 2. No, not 2 o'clock. Aiden was saying...
Jen's eyes widen.
We have 5 hours.
Yeah. Ready to get to work.
Jen with Aiden.
I think you'll find a lot more inspiration working from my office.
Where is your office?
There.
Wow. It's like Santa's workshop.
I know.
She illuminates her lights.
Fun, right?
Very fun. What's that?
Mulling spices. In a few minutes, it's going to smell like apple pie in here. Let me take the board.
Sure.
You want a cookie?
No, thank you. Excuse me, pal.
He moves the snowman and sits.
So, is it like this all the time or just in December?
Wouldn't be special if I left it up all year. So, how do you want to do this?
What, did you want to start?
Sure. Well, for starters, I thought the app could have a fun Christmas tree design with 12 ornaments representing each hidden clue. So the players open the clue, and once they've solved it, they take a picture and post it online. And if it's correct, they get sent the next clue, and everyone can monitor the game on our social media page.
She presents drawings from her iPad.
Yeah, it's very good. It's good.
Thanks.
So, did you come up with any clues?
Sure, yeah. 18 clues. Should I... I can read them out loud.
No. Oh, that's fine. Why don't I just take a look?
Oh, okay.
She hands him the iPad. He struggles to get comfortable holding the snowman.
I can see you put a lot of thought into it. It's just that some of them are impossible. For instance, 11 Piper's Piping, you suggest people take a photo at Piper's restaurant.
Best pecan pie ever.
Closed about a month ago. Owner retired.
Oh. Just cross that off. What else?
Nine ladies dancing.
Yes. So the Radio City Rockettes do 9 shows a week at the Chicago Theater till Christmas Eve.
Sold out. Since September, yeah. Every year. Look, I know you don't really live here.
I live here. What do you mean?
Well, for the last few months or whatever.
It's a year and a half.
That was close.
You're a native, so you know the city better. I just thought I might have a good outsider perspective, that's all. Did you like any of them?
Yeah. Eggnog milkshakes for 8 maids of milk, and that's clever.
Yes, yes. So we send them to Old Grainer Farm because eggnog originated from farms when farmers had overages. And that little farming community off 94 is one that not many people ever get a chance.
That's okay. I got it.
Anything else?
He consults the list, then looks at Jen.
Should we read yours?
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna take the whiteboard back to my office.
But we're supposed to work together.
Yep, you did your part, thanks for that.
No, those were just early pitches. I can actually do this job.
Not saying I can't, just saying I might want to go back to my office and maybe I have more experience.
Aiden begins to leave.
So let's read yours, so I can learn.
He pauses, then returns to the chair.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sure.
He hands her a handwritten list.
That's it. Go ahead.
She unfolds it and reads.
Well, you've got some pretty good ones here, too. 5 golden rings, the onion rings at Portillo's.
Yeah, it's one of Chicago's great treasures.
It's not exactly a date, though, is it? Eating onion rings together. Onion breath.
Yeah, sure.
And none of the Portillo's locations are in out-of-the-way or historic neighborhoods like we promised Wanda, so...
Aiden grimaces.
Aiden, you don't have
Let's just regroup in an hour or two. We're at the hotel.
But shouldn't we be working together?
There's just so much decorations and music and cinnamon.
Who doesn't like cinnamon?
An office shouldn't smell like pie. Look, I've been doing this for a long time, okay? And I know that I work better alone.
You know, I've actually done some really great things here.
Jerome's Hardware, I know.
And the Nurses Association and Sprinter Scooters.
Sprinter Scooters, how was you? I've heard good things.
So one good thing I did.
Aiden steps into his office and closes his door on her face.
I'll see you at 1:30.
At least take a cookie.
He opens the door and takes the tin.
Thank you.
He closes the door. Aiden sits in his office staring at a whiteboard. Written on it are the 12 verses of the song. He pops open the cookie tin and takes a cookie. As he chews, he raises his eyebrows. Later, at the Devonshire Hotel, Aiden arrives on his bicycle. In the lobby of the luxury hotel, Jen is examining one of several very large gingerbread houses. She smiles. The rest of the lobby is decorated with several Christmas trees and poinsettias. Aiden enters, looking around.
Hey. Wow. Luxury brand. Alistair was not kidding.
This place is incredible.
Yeah.
These gingerbread houses are real, made from pastry chefs from all over the city. Who wants a staycation now?
Jen checks her phone.
Oh, Wanda's meeting's running over.
Wanda's texting you.
Yeah.
She was scheduling.
20 minutes. Walk the property, meet you in the restaurant. Chef's testing the party menu. Hope you're hungry.
Okay.
Hope there's no cinnamon.
Jen smiles and turns, walking away. Later, Jen and Aiden stroll through the lobby toward the office.
It's cold when I start biking.
With the ice and the snow. It is Chicago. I'm supposed to be in the teens all week.
Yeah, I avoid traffic. Never have to dig my car out.
Okay.
And it's quiet, especially in the morning when no one's around.
Ah, there it is.
She pauses.
What?
You like it best when no one's around. I prefer to work alone. Bill and I go back to our own desks. You do your thing. Should I go on?
No, you've made your point plenty. Oh, I don't mind people who bake cookies.
In general, or?
Yours are very good. I ate them. Thank you.
I think that's the first nice thing you've said to me.
Is that true? I'm sorry. That's terrible.
They continue walking into a ballroom. The staff is setting up.
Okay.
One man is decorating a large tree.
That is one beautiful blue spruce.
Wait, you know trees?
Every Christmas, my grandpa Jack would take us to a tree farm up in Lake County. We got pretty close with the owners, and I would always pick the tallest tree I could find, and we would chop it down together. He would always pick the blue spruce because his house was made from it. He put his heart and soul into that place.
It sounds like a special home.
Yeah, over 100 years old, acts like it too. We used to always put the tree right in the front window so everyone could see and hang heirloom ornaments.
Jen stares at him.
I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I just miss the guy sometimes.
Well, count on me getting a blue spruce from now on.
That's nice.
Hey, speaking of ornaments.
Yeah.
Did Wanda say what kind of entertainment they were having at the party?
I don't think so, no.
That 12th clue, the one that's meant to bring them here.
12 drummers drumming.
I bet there's a school in Chicago with an amazing drum line. Maybe one with some kids that need an extra boost around the holidays. Could make some calls.
Get some little drummer boys.
And girls.
And girls. And the last clue could not just bring them to the hotel.
But bring them to the room where the party is at.
That's a good idea.
I know. I'm full of them.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it the ideas that you came up with on your own were...
so lousy?
Not quite as good as the ones you came up with Wanda, or say, here now with me.
I work better when I collaborate.
Hmm.
In a side room, Aiden approaches a display case filled with ornaments.
I can't believe I've done it. I found the one thing you don't have in your office. A giant lantern filled with ornaments.
You're right. Now you know what to get me for Christmas. Well, this is more your speed. A quiet little nook.
Jen sits on a sofa.
Away from any other human being.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's nice. It's quiet. It's intimate. You can actually sit, focus on the person sitting across from him.
He sits across from her.
You know, whoever that is, you can hear what they're saying. You know, I've been here before with my dad. He took me to the roof. It's beautiful. It was before they restored it. See the city. I was maybe 14 or 15, but I remember thinking that one day I want to bring my girlfriend here.
You should get Wanda to set you up.
Yeah, I would. If I had someone to bring, I know. Have a girlfriend. Okay, it's about that time. You want to head to the restaurant?
Yeah, let's do that.
Jen and Aiden sit together in an empty domed restaurant.
Wow.
A chef lights a candle.
Oh, you don't have to do it.
Wanda wanted me to give the two of you the full Devonshire experience. What do you make of the ambiance? Romantic, yes?
Very. But also great for a business lunch, like this one.
Little work, little play. May I bring you the wine list?
No, I think we're okay for drinks. Just work today.
Exactly. He usually works with Bill, but Bill had a baby, so here I am. No baby, just... two co-workers meeting a client. How much longer will Wanda be?
Soon. I'll be out with the food.
So do you want to,
you
first. You
want
to tell me what you got?
you first.
Look, believe it or not, the very first turtle race in the United States was right here in Chicago.
Seriously?
Deadly serious. 1902, Chinatown. The Chicago Tribune called it the strangest race ever run. There's a mural on Wentworth Avenue on the side of a Chinese candy store depicting those two turtles in that fine race.
Two turtle doves. Amazing. Plus dove rhymes with love for when we're making the clues, so that's brilliant.
Why are you here?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I mean in Chicago instead of Iowa.
Well, if I said pizza or sports teams.
Very good answer, but...
You really want to know?
I do.
Well, they don't have much of this in Clear Lake, Iowa. I mean, I love it there. I love my family, all 80 bazillion of them, practically all on the same street.
But?
They don't understand what I'm doing here in the big city. Why I'd leave everything behind to play games, that it makes people happy or helps them grow as a workforce. Tony had faith in me. He said I'd advance within a year. He was even going to put me up for the head game creator job, but he didn't do it before he left. So.
Head game creator? You want that position?
Yeah.
Well, you know, even if you don't get that specific promotion, there'll be other ones that'll come up, you know.
I suppose, but if I don't make a show of progress, and soon, my family's just going to keep asking what the point was of leaving home. My grandmother, especially. Her whole purpose in life is keeping her family close. Maybe if I don't get the job, she's right. I mean, I love the energy here and the creative work. I love it. But sometimes I do miss home. And sometimes I feel like I don't completely belong here.
Right.
The chef appears with small plates.
Cranberry brie tartlets. Roasted Brussels sprouts with candied walnut. Beef Wellington and toasted lobster ravioli.
Thank you. This all looks amazing. I mean, I want to dive in and eat every last thing, but shouldn't we wait for Wanda?
What?
Wanda, we only talked about turtles. We didn't compare notes on any of the other clues.
It's okay. You've got the drummer core and the eight maids of Milken.
Yeah, and you nail the turtle dove, so that leaves us with...
Nine more. And Wanda, hi!
Here I am. Doesn't this look amazing? Been looking forward to this all day.
Oh, good. Us too.
Ready? Let's dive in and hear what you got.
Jen and Aiden exchange glances as Wanda sits. Later, the plates are empty. Wanda smiles as she speaks.
I think the nine ladies dancing turning into couples dance class.
With samba or tango or folk.
Or belly dancing is my new favorite.
All right. I think we'll just flesh out the final four. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm going to go get the coats.
Okay.
Aiden leaves. Wanda and Jen stand.
You're good at this.
Well, Aiden and I have gotten in a rhythm of working together.
No, you're good at this.
Thank you.
So why don't you speak up more?
What?
Can I tell you a secret? When I started in this business, there weren't too many women at the top of my field. I didn't speak up, not because I didn't have confidence in my ideas. I did. But because I was intimidated into staying silent. But you know what? That was on me. You don't lack confidence in your ideas.
No, I know I'm good at this.
Then why aren't you claiming that?
Jen and Aiden outside.
All right, so the ones we have left are 3 French hens, 5 golden rings, 11 pipers piping, and a partridge in a pear. Not doing that again.
Well, why don't we get a jump on it? Head back to the office. I can work late.
Tonight is actually Skype night at my sister's.
Skype night?
Yeah, my brother-in-law is deployed. It's his one time on the computer. It's time difference. It's a whole thing.
Oh, that's fine. Of course.
Thanks.
We can regroup later. Maybe tonight?
Why don't we do it first thing tomorrow? Does that work?
Okay. Sure. Well, have a safe ride.
Okay. Safe drive.
Thanks.
Nighttime. Jen returns to her office building. She enters the lobby and continues walking. Alistair is in the break room pouring coffee. Jen enters.
Alistair.
Oh, you caught me. Your cookies are here.
Yeah, I made those for Aiden.
Next time, make enough for the rest of the class, will you?
You bet.
Alistair begins walking out.
Alistair?
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that I'm interested in the head game creator position.
Jennifer, I already have four candidates. Why should I throw you in the mix?
Well, in addition to coming up with fun scavenger hunts, I connect easily with people, all kinds of people. So it's important when you're managing teams.
Okay, I'll put you on the list. Thanks, Jennifer.
Wait.
Alistair turns back around.
I also love this job. I love everything about the way we inspire people to connect with others and have fun. And I know that fun isn't a big metric in the corporate world, but I mean, you know what it's worth just by the titles you've given everyone, Wizard of this and Lord of that. Because fun allows people to relax and be fully themselves, which makes them productive and more engaged, and that affects the bottom line. Look, I know that I'm from a small town, and I know that some might consider that a disadvantage, but you know, actually, that's just the opposite. Because I know the value of a tight-knit community. That feeling of being a part of something special, no matter how big or small. Something personal, inspiring, fun.
Alistair nods.
Good night, Jennifer.
Jen smiles. At Shannon's, Emma has a video chat with a man in uniform on an iPad. She walks to their tree.
See? The tree looks good. Right, Dad?
Well, it looks great, Em.
I put the star on myself.
Wish I could see it in person.
Me too. We got you presents. We're gonna ship them out this week.
Aw, thanks, Em. I can't wait to open them. You ready for the next chapter of A Christmas Carol?
Yes!
Emma dashes out.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
He's a good dad.
He is.
On the back, a merrier.
Just like how Dad used to read to us.
I talked to Dad today. He's been walking the halls of the hospital every day, getting his strength back. I think he's really excited about coming back here in the new year.
Yeah, of course he is. That's really good news.
I wish we could have gotten all the repairs done around here before his return, though.
It'll work out, Shen. Maybe not by New Year's, but it'll...
Mom, there's something wrong with the Wi-Fi.
I'll check the router.
I'll do it.
No, stays. Just holler when it works again.
The lights in the house go out.
Everyone remain calm. I'm gonna fix everything.
Aiden and Jen in the office break room.
I've got French fries, best in the city, French bulldogs, French language lessons, though one really doesn't seem effective. Could be romantic, though.
I got French bread, French pastry, French wine, French cheese. There is far too much eating in French. None of these are the one.
Well, we could try it from the hen's side. Chickens, poultry, clucking.
Fried, breaded, fricasseed.
What is fricasseeing?
I don't know. You're the cook.
Baker. Very different. Also, it's more eating. Maybe we're just hungry. I know I didn't eat breakfast. Oh, hello, Annie.
We just got this great gift basket from our happy clients at the opera.
Oh, I remember them.
Yeah, artisanal Christmas cider from that new distillery up in Lincoln Square, Vogel House. Mm-hmm. Got cinnamon apple cider, pear cider.
Pear cider?
Yeah, it's supposed to be delicious. And they make it there, too. They actually just opened a new tasting room.
What kind of bird would you say that is?
He indicates the label.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Only if it involves partridges and pear trees.
Well, Lincoln Square is in that old German neighborhood, right?
That's exactly where it is.
What are you guys talking about?
Talking about an early lunch. Don't tell Alistair.
Elsewhere, at the Vogel House Distillery, whose logo is the same bird from the label, Aiden and Jen enter and approach the bar.
It's really nice.
It's good atmosphere.
Hiya, can I help you?
A colleague told us about your pear cider. We thought we'd come check it out.
Yes, you are in luck. Through Christmas, we offer it mulled with our signature spices. Let me give you a little sample.
She does enjoy herself a good mulled spice.
My sister and I, we actually make it ourselves. Our last name is Vogel, which means bird in German.
Bird.
Partridge. What's that over there?
Ah, that is our cider and brush class. It just started.
Let's do it.
What's up? Paint?
Yeah.
I don't paint.
Well, me neither. That's actually a great date. For the 12 dates. You know, paint a canvas, have a nice glass of pear cider.
No, it's totally okay for beginners. You'll have so much fun.
Come on.
Well, I guess we're leaving. Do you mind if we...
By all means.
Later, they paint.
So, you being from Chicago, you must have family here. Your sister and your niece?
My sister's here, yeah. Mother passed many years ago, and my dad's been stationed overseas most of our life. My sister, Shannon, and I were army brats. Grew up all over the world.
So how'd you wind up settling here?
All of our best memories are in Chicago. The one thing that was consistent in our childhood was spending every Christmas at my Grandpa Jack's big old house on the south side. He was a professor at Chicago University.
So that was home. Oh, but that's not the house that has...
falling apart, yep, that's the one. Shannon moved in after my grandfather died, and the upkeep has been brutal.
Hey, great work on your tree.
Mine?
Yeah, well, both of you.
I think she meant yours.
She did mean mine.
Mm. She did.
Who would have known? I wasn't even paying attention.
Well, that's the secret from now on.
Okay.
Hey, we should take a selfie. If we have pictures of all the locations, we can put it in the presentation for Wanda to help her visualize what our participants will do. Okay, we should probably get close, make it look like an actual date.
Sure, yeah, yeah, of course. Should probably get the art in here, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, yours.
Mine.
Yours, yeah.
My Picasso, hey. Thank you. Oh, wait, the Partridge Cider.
Parasider.
Parasider. What did I say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Smile.
They pose for her camera. Jen holds his painting and he holds the bottle. She snaps the picture, and he looks at her. She flinches.
Lush? Yeah. Starving.
So, just up this block, there should be a bunch of places we can grab a quick bite. Thinking maybe, steaks? What do you think? Steaks? How you feeling?
Aiden.
Jen passes a menu on a wall.
Dominique's Cafe, the home of...
Chicago's famous coq au vin.
Which is chicken.
Which is hen.
French hens.
You're a genius.
Later, they sit inside Dominique's.
That is the greatest lunch I've ever had.
That was really good.
They offer cooking classes at both their locations. That's romantic. Learn to make coq au vin together.
Coq au vin might be a bit complicated. What about a chicken leg to go?
You want to pitch Wanda a chicken leg to go?
Three chicken legs, then? Three French legs?
A woman approaches.
I hope everything is to your liking.
Oh, it was delicious. We loved every bite.
It was excellent, Dominique. Thank you so much.
Glad to hear it.
Actually, we were just wondering about your cooking classes.
Actually, they just started, but they haven't been as successful as I'd hoped. People are intimidated by French cooking like you have to be some sort of master chef.
Well, we're creating a scavenger hunt, which will take people to cultural and romantic places around the city, and we would love to include your restaurant.
It would be great promotion for you guys.
Yes, that sounds interesting.
Question, for your cooking classes, do you have anything a bit simpler than coq au vin?
Something that a couple could make together on a date.
Maybe a French Christmas cookie, something.
Well, there's always la bûche de Noël. It's quick and doesn't have many ingredients. Par ici.
A passing waiter presents a large dessert roll.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Are we sure that's not harder than chicken?
Later, Dominique coaches Jen and Aiden in the kitchen.
We can't overfill if we do the buttercream squares at the sides.
Listen to your girlfriend. She knows what she's talking about.
No, no, no. We just work together. I like to cook, so.
Yeah. Well, it shows. Bon, ready to roll? It works better with two pairs of hands.
Come on. The perfect experience for couples. We have to show that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we just go?
Yeah.
Just roll it?
Yes. Have fun.
All right, hold on.
Go for
it. I feel like I'm breaking it.
It's okay, we cover it with icing. It's fine.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad at all.
Bravo.
Yeah. Either that was quick or I'm very good at this.
Hey, is it bad if the clues are around the corner from each other? We don't want to bring people back to the same neighborhood.
Dominique, where's your other location?
Pine Street, Ukrainian village.
Later, they decorate their roll with tiny snowmen and a sprig of holly.
Now we just have to turn French hens into a bûche de Noël clue.
What rhymes with Noel? Sal, bell. Bell could work.
Smell? It'll smell really good in here.
It smells really, really good in here. They could take the L to where the swell hens dwell.
Roll up their sleeves for a spell.
And make a bush to Noel. That's good. Well, I think we got it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Are we ready to taste?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Wait, let's take a photo, right? A selfie?
Yeah, okay.
How do we do this?
Maybe all right.
Can we just have her do it?
Yeah?
Of course.
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
Thank you so much. All right.
Great.
How do you say fromage in French? Fromage.
Jen chuckles as they pose.
One more.
Sure.
Aiden puts his arm around Jen.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Let me see.
Later, nighttime. A passing elevated train is strung with lights. Jen returns home carrying a bakery box.
Hey, Mr. Romano. Do you go for a hike?
Mr. Romano does not respond.
Okay, bye.
Inside, she presents her dessert to her grandma on video chat.
What do you think?
Looks pretty darn good for a Chicago cake. I thought you had to be at work all day.
This was my work today.
I will never understand your job.
We're putting together a scavenger hunt. It'll take people all over the city. You should follow it on Saturday when we launch. See a little more of Chicago.
Sounds like things are going well.
Grandma, the things I ate today, the new parts of the city I saw, I think you'd really love it here. Like this guy I'm working with, Eden. I thought he was one thing, but he's actually something else. It's just different here. And Chicago is amazing, but sometimes I feel a little lost with people.
You just follow your heart, kiddo. That is the only compass you will need.
Jen smiles. Later, at an elementary school, Aiden and Emma stand at the counter with their homemade wreaths, assisting customers.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Big fundraising. Hey.
Jen and Carla enter.
Oh, wow. Fun. Which one is he?
That one.
Aiden wears a paper crown.
Boom. Now we're both sewing.
He did not tell me he was so cute.
It's not like that. He's my coworker.
It's not? Then why am I here at his niece's middle school trying to check him out?
Because you're musical, and this is a fundraiser for the music department.
Jennifer, I write jingles for an ad agency.
That's musical.
So what, is he taken?
No, he told me he didn't have a girlfriend.
Let me just get this straight. So you know how the other day you told me that you two had a great time eating and drinking and painting and baking and you've been getting along tremendously at work lately, and he went out of his way to tell you that he doesn't have a girlfriend?
No, it's...
Yeah.
No, you're taking this the wrong way.
No, I think you... No, you come with me. Let's go.
No, what?
Come on.
Also, the electrician came by. He thinks it'll be about 10 grand. He also found wood rot, which is usually caused by plumbing problems.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Jen and Carla approach.
Excuse me, sir. How much is this wreath?
What are you doing here?
Just thought I'd come show my support.
Thank you.
I'm Carla.
Hi, Carla.
I'm here because I'm a big supporter of music, and for no other reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to go and find musical inspiration among the children.
Don't bother introduce me. Hi, sorry. I'm yes. Shannon. I'm Aiden's sister.
I'm Jennifer, Aiden's coworker.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Look, Ma, it's Styrofoam Pipe Cleaner Snowman.
Oh, nice score.
Well, this must be the young artist herself.
Yes, this is the tiny, talented Emma.
Hi, Emma, I'm Jennifer.
Hi, do you like the wreaths?
I do, they're beautiful. How much are they?
They're $5.
Sold.
Oh.
Thanks. Do you want to come see my friend Riley's reindeer ornaments?
I'd love to.
She made them with real tools.
Wow.
Follow me.
Have fun.
Come on.
Emma drags Jen away.
So, that's the new bill.
All right, stop.
I'm gonna go raid the snack table while Emma upsells Jennifer.
Okay, I'll be here doing all the fundraising. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will.
Enjoy yourself.
A woman approaches.
Emma's uncle, right?
That's right.
I recognize Emma's designs anywhere. I'm her art teacher, Miss Taylor.
Miss Taylor, you've done an excellent job. Emma has been gluing and sticking things all over the house for a long time now.
She told me about her house. Sounds like you guys have your hands full.
She told you about the house? Yeah, a little bit.
You know, your grandfather taught my older sister. She still talks about those Sunday dinners at Jack's place.
Yeah, I remember those. What was your sister's name?
Corey Taylor. She now runs a contracting business. Taylor Custom Remodeling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Aiden ponders, then beckons.
Shane?
Yeah?
Grandpa used to have those salons at his house with all the students, right?
So?
So, they were architecture majors. One runs a contracting business, I just found out, and the others must be architects or designers or at least in construction. And they all love Grandpa and his 100-year-old house.
They might be able to help us out.
I mean, it's worth a shot, right?
At night, Jen returns home carrying one of Emma's paper wreaths. She pauses at Mr. Romano's door. She peeks inside his window. He is sitting inside reading a book, making no effort to move. She hangs the wreath outside his door with a note, "Merry Christmas from Jennifer, your neighbor next door." Daytime. Aiden and Jen are standing on a street corner in the snow. Aiden talks on his cell.
I have a call into Grandpa's old student, Corey Taylor. Hopefully she can connect us with some of her classmates. Yeah, thanks, Jen. I'll talk to you later, bye.
Aiden hangs up and turns to Jen, who is looking at a billboard covered in posters. He sees the one she is looking at is for the Windy City Skating Center.
You an ice skater?
My grandma Sue's farm has a pond. We couldn't wait till it froze up every year. I got good enough to do an axle.
Oh, I would pay a lot of money to see that. 11 pipers piping. That couldn't be half pipe bobsledding, could it? And the 5 golden rings could be the Olympics when we're done.
That's actually kind of brilliant, but nothing to do with Chicago.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, what are we doing here?
Well, it's a Christmas market. There's inspiration on every corner. Do you hear that? Come with me.
She escorts him to 3 nearby carolers.
Who wouldn't go up on the housetop, click, click, click.
Thank you.
Down
very
through
good.
The chimney with good Saint Nick. Ho, ho, ho. Who wouldn't go? Ho, ho, ho. Who wouldn't go up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Thank you.
Jenna Porix.
That was great.
Thank you. We're in front of the church every afternoon.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for that.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Come on, I'll buy you a treat.
Ooh, I like treats.
They walk over to a hot cocoa stand.
This is for you.
Thank you very much.
That's for you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Very kind.
Best hot cocoa I've found in the city.
This is the best hot chocolate I've had in my life.
Hey, there's a tree lot somewhere in this area, right?
Wait, you don't have a tree? Your office is the North Pole.
I've been working so hard, I haven't had the chance to. Aiden.
What? Was it the church? A bell? Speak.
A golden bell.
That's not actually gold and steel.
No, Aiden, what does the bell do at 5 o'clock?
Rings. 5 rings, 5 golden rings.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah, but wait, what's the task? People just go and listen to the carolers?
Where they could sing along, take a walk through the square, have a hot chocolate, take a selfie with the bell. It's a good date, right?
That's a good date.
I think we have our clue number 5.
We might have our number 5.
Oh.
She checks her phone.
And we have a reprieve. Wanda's too tied up to meet with us today. She'll see us tomorrow.
Wanda texted you again.
Yeah. So we have the rest of the day and only 11 pipers piping left. That shouldn't be too hard. You want to go back to the office? Be in your own space?
No, we're on a roll. I got just the place. Come on.
He walks off. She grins and follows. Jen drives her Jeep into the parking lot of a tree farm.
What?
Yeah, this is it. Put it in park and let's go. You said you didn't have a tree.
Yeah, but...
And you were going to go to a tree lot in the city. Really, an Iowa girl?
Well, I didn't know about this place.
What better place to get inspiration for our final clue? Come on.
A nearby sign, cut your own tree.
All right. So what size are we looking for?
Well, it's for my apartment, so not too tall.
Okay, well, how are these?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, find your tree.
Well, I have to get a blue spruce, right?
She sees an 8-foot spruce in a clearing and approaches.
That one.
That's the one?
Yep.
Positive?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cut it down.
What? I'm doing it?
They don't have trees in Iowa?
Well, sure, but...
Where I come from, if you don't cut down your own tree, you get a good old-fashioned Illinois shaming.
Well, we wouldn't want that, would we?
I'm just messing around. I can do it.
No, you sit back. I got this. Hold my purse.
Hold it in the purse.
She hands him a purse and takes the saw to the tree. She saws a notch and stands.
What was that?
Notched a hinge at the base. Wouldn't want this old spruce to fall in your direction, though, would we?
She crouches and continues sawing. The tree falls.
Wow. Very nice, Io.
Take it to go, Chicago.
She hands him the saw and smiles. Later, Aiden straps the tree to the roof of her car. Jen enters the nearby barn and hangs up the saw. She notices Mr. Romano assisting a customer.
And one for you too, because I want to put left up.
Mr. Romano?
Well, hey, neighbor.
Are you here buying a tree too?
No, this is my tree farm.
Oh, so triple R is for...
Robert and Rachel Romano. Well, Rachel was my wife's name. Well, she passed a year ago. That's when I moved into the apartment next to yours. You know, I was going to stop by and thank you for that wreath you left. I think you probably knocked, but I take my hearing aid out as soon as I get home. I don't really have anyone to talk with.
That's okay, Mr. Romano.
Aiden enters.
Robert.
Aiden.
Wait, so you two know each other?
Yeah, my grandfather and I used to come here every year. I told you that.
Oh.
How do you two know each other?
Well, Mr. Romano is my neighbor.
Well, your lumberjack neighbor here cut down one of your best today.
Well, that's good.
How's business?
Oh, busy as ever. Hey, here. My cell number is on the card.
Oh.
If you ever need anything, you just give me a call.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Jennifer. Aiden, give your sister my best.
Will do.
Merry Christmas.
He walks off.
What?
You're different than I thought. You actually like people.
Not everybody is who you think they are. That's a good thing.
Hey, would you want to decorate this tree with me? Well, it'd be me and my roommate, but...
Will there be mulled cinnamon?
No, but if you're polite, you might get eggnog with nutmeg.
Nutmeg? No, it's even worse.
At her apartment.
Okay, so we do have a few more holes left, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but is it possible that you do not have any more ornaments?
Those are the spots for the most important ornaments.
The Grandma Sue specials.
What is a Grandma Sue special?
Every year, my grandmother makes salt dough ornaments for each of her grandkids.
Salt dough? What is that?
They're all specially designed. The only thing is you have to go pick them up from her house.
Blackmail. Grandma Sue.
She's crafty.
And territorial.
He turns to hang the ornaments on the tree. Jen gives Carla a knowing look and nod.
So I have to go to my Christmas party in an hour, so I have to get dressed, but it was really nice seeing you again, Aiden.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. See you around.
Jen hands him nog.
That's for me, right?
Yeah.
So, take a look at our handiwork. What do you think?
It's great.
I think we'd make a pretty good team. Okay, let's put the skate. Right.
He hangs the ornament, glancing at his watch.
Oh, I've actually got to run to go see Shannon and Emma. We're going to go skating at the pier tonight.
Great, okay. Thank you for your help.
I was wondering if you wanted to come.
Oh.
If you have plans, that's okay.
No, I can come. For inspiration, right?
At the skating rink, Aiden and Jen do a lap together, smiling. Shannon spins in a circle with Emma. Jen smiles as Aiden pretends to chase Emma around. Later, Aiden and Jen chat, skating slowly.
You having fun?
Yeah.
So, when are we gonna see it?
What?
Oh, you know what. Rhymes with Maxel. I got a pain in my Maxel.
Okay, you asked for it.
Oh, let's see it. Look out, I'm coming for you.
Oh!
Get ready. I'm gonna do something really cool. Let's watch it.
Jen skates to an open area and does a double axel.
Oh!
Emma skates up to her.
Wow! How do you do that?
Well, the first thing you need to learn is the bunny hop.
Bunny hop?
Can you lift your knee really high like this? There you go! First level achieved. Now let's try it with a hop.
Emma hops on one foot.
You got it!
She's a sweetheart. Is she always looking out for everyone?
Shannon stands with Aiden watching. Emma trips and falls.
No.
I'm good.
Are you okay?
She's all right. Good enough.
Yeah.
You did it. Great.
You were so good.
You're a great teacher.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to go get some hot chocolate.
All right, get out of here.
Okay.
Shannon escorts Emma away.
You realize you fully just dethroned me as the funcle.
I really did.
I am no longer the fun uncle.
No.
You proud of yourself? You want to go get some hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll race you.
Bye.
Later, they sit removing the skates on a couch. Emma pulls out a plastic bag of snacks.
Gingerbread?
Why? How are you making all of these cookies?
I like baking. For others. Hey, what if the 11th clue is doing something nice for someone else?
The song is about gift-giving. What's a nice task for Piper's Piping?
Bagpipes?
I said nice, not punishment.
Well, you pipe icing on cookies. We could get them to make cookies.
I know you like cookies, but we already have the Bush to Noel. Is that not similar?
Yeah.
What if they buy a piping hot coffee for a stranger in any of the historic districts that we list?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty good.
Are we finished?
I mean, if you like it, yeah.
I like it.
Hey, we're gonna head out. Thank you again for teaching Emma how to do the bunny hop.
Of course.
She's so excited. She can't wait to go tell Pop Pop.
That rhymed.
Good luck with him.
Bye.
Bye.
Shannon leaves.
Okay. Ready to go?
Yeah.
I'll take your cookies.
Later, they stroll outside the skating center.
They're great.
Yeah, they're the best. They liked you a lot, too.
So is Pop Pop your dad?
Yes. Pop Pop is my dad.
Where is he now?
He is overseas in Germany recovering. His hypertensive heart disease. He had a heart scare a couple months ago and had surgery.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he'll be fine. They should be releasing him from the hospital just after New Year's and retiring him. He has lived all over the world with the idea of being that eventually he would come back here and live with Emma and Shannon and Grandpa Jack's old house.
The one with all the trouble?
Yes, that's the one. It's falling apart, to be honest.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. My dad grew up in that house and my grandpa left it to me and Shannon because he knew that we would love and take care of it, and he's trying to figure out how to do all that. He's trying to give my dad his wish. Which reminds me, Jennifer, there's something I've been trying to figure out how to tell you. I also put in for the head game creator promotion.
Oh.
Maybe I should have told you sooner. I just didn't want you to think that I presumed that I'd be getting the... I know how much the promotion means to you, and to be honest, at this point, I can't think of someone who deserves it more.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
I just, of course, you know, I wanted to. My dad coming back in the house being the way that it is, the raise for the promotion was kind of a solution for all of us. I hope that's okay. I hope you understand.
Of course. You should fight for the job. I understand. But hey, I should get you back. Presentation's first thing.
Jen gets into her car. Daytime. Jen stands in her office looking into a folder. Annie enters.
Knock, knock.
Hey, Annie.
Just came to wish you luck.
Thanks.
I know you'll do great.
Morning, morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Annie glances at Jen, who tenses.
Okay, so break a leg, you guys.
Thanks. I got you a coffee. Black, two sugar, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Look, Aiden, Jennifer. Look, guys. all right, can I?
Yeah.
I just want to say how good it's been working with you. I just hope whatever happens doesn't get in the way of us doing that again.
Of course not.
Good. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. We are very excited to show you guys what we got. Jennifer?
When the game goes live, it'll look like this on people's phones.
A TV screen displays a tree with 12 ornaments.
The first ornament will open, bringing us to our very first clue. Wanda, if you would be so very kind.
'Tis the season when pears overrun, so head to the square of Illinois' favorite son, Lincoln Square.
You can paint a Christmas scene in a birdhouse of red and green and sip a festive cider with someone you admire. House, not H-O-U-S-E. Bogle House in Lincoln Square?
Yes. After solving a clue and completing the activity, players will upload a photo that looks something like this.
Their selfie.
Fun.
And then they get sent the next clue.
Which we already decided is the two turtle doves at the Chinese candy store.
Right. I loved how the rhyme for hunker down leads you to Chinatown.
Yeah, it's a good one. That one was all Jennifer. All right, next. Three French hens.
Head to Ukrainian village where a heavenly smell leads you to a Christmas-named street where famous French hens dwell. The class offered there has you bake for a spell as you finish your date full of bouched in a well. Must be a French restaurant. A street with a Christmas name.
Pine Street?
What's on Pine Street that has famous hens? French chicken? Famous coq au vin.
Ah, Dominique's.
Would you let the lady play the game?
I love it. It's fun, interactive, cultural, Christmassy, with a strong social media component. You two have really knocked this one out of the park.
Thanks.
The CEO for the Devonshire chain will be at the gala Saturday night. I'd love to introduce you both.
Yes. They will be there.
I see potential for international tie-ins with this thing. She's gonna love it.
Aiden and Jen glance at each other. Later, they chat on the staircase together.
All right. Next, we just need to nail down the specs for IT to upload the hunt. What do you think, over lunch?
Yeah, well, there's a new Greek place around the corner.
Sounds good. I'll see you at your office at 15.
Okay.
Jen leaves. Alistair approaches Aiden.
Aiden.
Yeah.
So, Wanda just left. Well done. She's very happy, and that makes me very happy.
Good.
Can you meet me upstairs in my office in 15 minutes? I want to talk to you about that promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Alistair walks off. Later, Aiden knocks on Jen's office door.
Hey, sorry. Slight change of plans. I won't be able to make lunch. Alistair has asked to meet with me.
Just you?
Yeah.
Did he say it was about the job?
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. You're great at what you do. You've been here longer, and if Alistair chose you, it's because he knows you'll do a good job. I know you will, too.
Thank you. That's very nice to say. Maybe I shouldn't have told you. I just didn't want you to think we're meeting behind your back.
I appreciate it, really. How about I put together the material for IT? I'll send for your final approval.
No, I can still do that.
It's fine, I got it.
She picks up a folder.
Congrats.
Thanks.
He forces a smile, then turns and walks out. Jen puts down the folder and slumps into her chair. She looks at a picture frame on her desk of a smiling family. Aiden knocks on Alistair's door.
Aiden, come on in, please. So, I wanted to...
Before you say anything, I want you to know that Jennifer worked really hard on this account.
Yeah, I know she did.
To be honest, she came up with most of the clues.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we worked together, and that was great, but... If you're to look at who did the heavy lifting, it was without a doubt her.
I'm really surprised to hear you say that, Aiden.
Yeah, me too, frankly. I don't mean to overstep, but if it's between us for head game creator, I think it should be her.
Good. Then I made the right choice.
What?
I've decided to give the position to Jennifer.
So then, this meeting is
to find out if you'd be interested in Tony's old position, Wizard of Operations. I mean, you won't be creating games anymore, but you'll have more involvement with growing the business, increasing efficiency. It does come with the same salary increase as head game creator. It's just better suited for you.
Tony scrunches his face.
Did I not speak? Yes, the obvious answer is yes. That's perfect.
Okay, great. I'll announce the promotions at the next staff meeting in January. So can you please keep it to yourself till then?
Yeah, of course. Can I ask when you plan on telling Jennifer? I know it would mean a lot to her.
Yeah, I'll tell her at the hotel party tomorrow night.
tomorrow.
Yeah, after a big success, I thought it'd be a nice moment for her.
I'm sure you don't want us to go tell her now. I mean, her office is very far, but we can just, you and I.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I mean,
Chris, you're the boss, right?
Okay.
That's, oh, no, no, that's me?
That's you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's you,
yeah. Congratulations, Aiden.
Thanks, buddy, I appreciate it.
Aiden returns to Jen's office, which she is not in. And he enters.
She went home for the day. She's doing the IT work from there, but said you can call her if you need.
Thanks, Annie. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. He turns and looks at Jen's decorated office. He pulls out his phone.
Hello.
Hi, is this Aiden Walsh?
Yeah, that's me.
This is Corey Taylor from Taylor Custom Remodeling.
Thank you so much for getting back to me so soon.
Your grandfather was the best teacher I ever had.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the greatest. I'm glad you enjoyed his class.
Would you be able to come to my office this afternoon?
Today? Oh, this afternoon. Yeah, okay, I can do that.
Jen returns to her apartment.
So did you take an Uber or did you take a Lyft?
I just came by taxi. Hello, sweetheart.
Grandma sits beside Carla at the counter.
Grandma Sue? I just happened to be in the neighborhood.
Jen dashes over and hugs her.
Oh.
I don't understand. What
honey,
are you doing here?
Honey, last we spoke, it sounded to me like you could use some family right about now. In-person family. So, I thought I would bring you this to hang on your tree.
Jen unwraps a small present. It's an ornament in the shape of a jigsaw puzzle piece.
You brought my ornament to me?
Don't look so surprised. It's a puzzle piece to reflect your work and your decisions. I just thought it would be fun for you.
It's perfect. I love it.
Well, I am just dying to try this big city kitchen of yours now.
Eggnog shortbread?
Pecan buttercreams. You're on.
Aiden sits in a remodeling office.
Your granddad was a great mentor to me. He's the reason I got into construction.
Really?
And you said his house is falling apart?
Is that how we put it?
Yeah. Oh, that place means a lot to me. I'd like to help you out, if that's okay.
Yes. Yes, that is okay. Thank you.
I'd be happy to devote resources from our offices. And I contract out for plumbing and electrical, but Jim Edwards from West Electric, he was one of your granddad's students. I bet there are plenty more who would help out if they knew about it.
What do you think?
What if we posted about it on our alumni website?
If you're willing, I'm in.
Sue removes the tray from the oven.
I just love this oven.
Please tell me we get to eat some of these, and by some of these, I mean all of these. She's always giving them away.
As long as we leave some for Mr. Romano.
That's what I mean. Who's that?
Our neighbor. He's actually quite lovely once you get to know him.
Here, take this one.
Really?
Matches your shirt.
Sue hands Carlo a cookie. Jen takes out Mr. Romano's business card. She glances at Sue. Later, Mr. Romano sits in Jen's apartment beside Sue, watching It's a Wonderful Life.
I have never been much of a city girl myself.
Well, I have a few acres in the country at my farm.
You have a farm? And you live here?
It's a Christmas tree farm.
Jennifer, did you know that Robert has a Christmas tree farm?
Yeah, you're looking at one of his trees right now.
Oh, that is a beauty.
She cut it down herself.
I just have to send off this last set of specs, and I'll be all yours.
Okay, sweetie.
Jen collects the images for the game on her laptop, then sends a text. At home, Aiden receives a text. Specs ready to go. Do you want to check? He dials.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you can go ahead and submit. I'm sure it's fine. If you feel good, just go for it. Thanks again for doing that.
Yeah, okay. I will.
Hey, did you still want to monitor the hunt together when it goes live tomorrow?
Actually, believe it or not, my grandmother came to town, so I don't think I can. I'll have to do it remotely.
Grandma Sue, that's exciting. You guys must be happy to see each other.
Yeah, it was a big surprise.
A big surprise. You're still planning on coming to the party tomorrow night, right? I mean, Grandma Sue's not whisking you away back to Iowa tomorrow, is she?
No, of course I'll be there. Good night, Aiden.
She hangs up.
We need to try one of our cookies.
parties.
Oh, you know, I don't think I could.
I don't think it's an option.
Aiden hangs up. His phone rings almost immediately.
Aiden Walsh. Yeah, this is Jack Walsh's grandson.
He beckons Shannon.
What's that? Yes, I would love a plumber to come by and take a look. Tomorrow? Sure, yes. You just let me know what time works best. That sounds great. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. All right. It's another one of Grandpa's students. He saw the alumni post. He wants to do the work pro bono.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Hold on. Aiden Walsh. Yes, I am Jack Walsh's grandson.
Shannon and Aiden smile. Daytime, Aiden and Shannon stand at a small whiteboard.
The electrician can start on Monday. He says it'll take a week to get done.
Which should take us to the 27th. Corey is going to be here this afternoon with the crew to prep the walls.
So plumbing can start Tuesday.
Which should take us to the 31st, which means we may actually be able to get all this done by the time Dad gets here.
It's happening.
Okay, look, I got to run and track the scavenger hunt, which went live 4 minutes ago.
I want to play. Can I play too?
Mom?
I can coordinate repairs if you take her.
Run. Before she changes her mind. Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay.
At the distillery, Jen stands looking at her phone, looking at the selfies people are sending of their cakes.
My true love gave to me.
You ready?
Elsewhere, Jen poses for a selfie with her grandma, who holds a painting of her tree. Aiden stands swaying with Emma as they listen to carolers sing at the church. He checks the social media feed of pictures and sees the one of Jen and Grandma. He lifts Emma and takes a selfie with the carolers behind. Jen sees Aiden's picture with Emma and smiles. Sue approaches with a wreath.
Jenny, look what I found. Isn't it just so cute?
A woman approaches.
I'm doing an online scavenger hunt. Could I buy you two a coffee and maybe take a selfie? Come on, let's get a coffee to go. We have a party to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Later, in the hotel's fancy ballroom, guests begin gathering and socializing. A sign advertises the hotel's grand opening. A man in a Santa suit stands nearby. A series of couples poses for their picture carrying various objects from the scavenger hunt. Jen enters in a cocktail dress and her hair up in a bun. She sees Emma and Shannon posing at the photo display and smiles. Aiden approaches, staring for a moment.
Excuse me, miss.
He offers a glass.
Can I offer you an eggnog cocktail?
With nutmeg?
No nutmeg. Some cinnamon.
I saw you and Emma did the hunt.
And you and Grandma Sue?
Mm-hmm.
I believe we beat you.
I think that's debatable.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're here, you've solved the last clue of our Christmas scavenger hunt. Please welcome, from Lincoln Junior High, 12 drummers drumming.
Wanda indicates a drum line entering from the side room. Jen and Aiden stand beside Shannon and Emma watching them perform as they take the stage. Wanda stands at the microphone.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the new Devonshire. We're so glad to have you. When you woke up this morning, you had no idea you'd be at Chicago's greatest Christmas party, did you? Christmas is a time to reflect on things that matter most, and the Devonshire wants the people of Chicago to know you matter to us. We're not here only for out-of-town guests, but for the residents and local businesses as well. And speaking of local businesses, we did not do this alone. Big City Quest organized our amazing scavenger hunt for us, and I'd like to call out the two people who made it happen. Jennifer, Aiden.
Hey, Graham.
Please show yourselves around the hotel and enjoy your evening. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Congratulations.
You guys want to go raid the candy bar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, have fun.
Shannon escorts Emma away.
Congrats.
Yeah, you too.
We did it.
I know.
It's done. I can't believe it.
Me neither.
Okay, I'm going to go have a chat with this handsome gentleman. I'll see you soon.
Aiden approaches Alistair. Jen's smile fades. Sue approaches.
So that was Aiden?
Yeah.
Jennifer, look at you. Honey, just days ago, you said you didn't know if you belonged here or if you would ever catch your dreams. Look how beautiful this all is. It is magical. Honey, I am so proud of you. No matter what you decide or where you feel you belong.
Grandma, I wanted to tell you, but I actually didn't.
Jennifer, congratulations.
May I introduce my grandmother, Sue Holloway. This is Alistair Kelly, my boss.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure's all mine.
My granddaughter just loves working for your firm. It's given me a great excuse to get to know your city.
And we love having her. In fact, do you mind if I steal her away from you?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Shall we?
Alistair and Jen step away.
Wow! What a whirlwind, huh?
Amazing. This has been such a great week.
Listen, I wanted to speak to you about the head game creator job.
Oh, it's fine. Aiden already told me.
He did? I asked him not to.
Oh, it's fine. Honestly, he deserves it, and he'll do a great job.
What exactly did he tell you?
That you were giving him the promotion.
I did, to Tony's old position.
Tony's? So the head game creator job is...
It's yours, if you still want it.
Yes! Yes, I want it.
Great. Well, we'll make the announcement in the new year, so keep it under your hat till then. In the meantime, I need to find the Devonshire CEO. I have a feeling she's going to keep us a lot busier in the new year. Congrats, Jennifer.
Thank you.
You deserve that. Oh, Aiden asked me to give a seat.
Okay.
Alistair hands Jen a note and walks away. Jen beams. She unfolds the note, which is written like one of the poems from their hunt.
Where calling birds share our city view, and the memory of mine is your best clue. Let's raise a glass and celebrate if you would join me on a 13th date.
She ponders, smiling. She walks out to the landing of the hotel where they chatted earlier, now wearing a wrap over her shoulders. It snows gently. She sees Aiden standing with two glasses of champagne. She approaches.
You knew.
Promised I wouldn't tell.
Sneaky.
Believe me, it was not easy. You happy?
Very.
I know I got a reputation of being a bit of a people person. But believe it or not, I don't know quite what to say here, so I'm just gonna say it. I like you. A lot. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear at times. I'm also sorry because I'm happy that Grandma Sue doesn't get to take you back to Iowa. I've had a lot of good Christmases, Jennifer. But this has been the best 5 days of Christmas I've ever had.
Me too.
We made one French log cake, one very bad, bad painting, two hot chocolates, all those cookies you made that I ate, and something else that rhymes with partridge in a pear tree.
Would you please just stop talking?
Okay.
She kisses him passionately. They separate. She smiles, still holding him close.
Merry Christmas.